Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is 9:30, time to talk cars. It is Car Talk with Brad Dungis from the Dungis Family of Autos. Good morning, fine man. How you doing?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great today. Boy, it's a busy morning out here on Highway 75. I've had a lot going on already this morning. Been out looking at a couple of vehicles we're trying to purchase. We're in a big vehicle purchase mode right now. We've been trying to buy more used vehicles and had a lot of success. And building out our inventory.
Sweet. A lot of work.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it is. It's kind of fun. We've been... we sent a letter to a bunch of our customers and let them know we were interested in their vehicles. So we've had some response to that, and it's really been exciting. I've told all the sales team that I don't want to miss any vehicles, and if we can't put a deal together, come get me and make sure that we're giving top dollar for everybody on every vehicle they bring us to purchase, or if they want to trade, whatever they're looking for. We've got a great selection of new and used vehicles. You know, some of them are still going through service, but we can show you those and give you descriptions as they're on their way in or going through service. And we've got Truck Month going on now with Ford Truck Month through the rest of March. And some great inventory showed up this week, both F-150s and a couple of beautiful Super Duties.
Yeah.
And lots of great stuff going on with Toyota, too. With we got a great yellow Supra on the ground here. Nice black Sequoia, and still waiting on a few Tacomas, but we've got about 6 four-wheel drive Tacomas that'll be here soon if people want to come in and reserve those. They're available now.
My goodness sakes, those Tacomas don't last long on your lot. They fly.
They have not lately. Boy, we have really been seeing a surge in demand on our all our product, really. It's exciting, but it's left our lot a little bit bare, but I guess that's good. You know, we're not completely sold out, but we definitely have them turning over really fast, and that's exciting, and, you know, it makes room for more, and we you know, it's a good sign for things to come. And it is a big time of year, usually, as we get going into spring, and I sense there really is some pent-up demand out there. You know, it's been such a strange year this last year, and we've all been through a lot. And I did have a guest with us this morning, Tom. I brought Karen Wollman from Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. And, you know, the symphony's certainly been through a lot in the last year, Karen. Say hi there.
Hi, I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Karen.
So I know you... We're doing great. How are you, and how is the symphony doing?
Oh, we are riding high. We are so busy, and we're getting such great feedback. We've been very, very busy this season. We've been continuing with our concerts, mm-hmm. and they've been well-received by everybody.
They always are.
Yeah.
And I know that's great that you've been able to have your events, and you have an exciting one coming up here soon.
Yeah, next Saturday, March 20th, we have our concert and that will be the Pictures of Excellence, and that's the one that we feature our Young Artist Competition winners. So we're really excited about that.
Now, these are high school students?
These are high school students. Every year, the symphony has a competition. It's the Myrna Hirschberger Young Artist Competition, and it's for high schoolers all over the region here around Bartlesville. They can compete in either a vocalist or a instrumental competition. They receive a scholarship, and then in our March concert, they also get the excitement of being on stage and playing with the symphony.
How many applicants do you normally get for that? Sounds great.
Well, this year we had 3, as a matter of fact. Last year we only had a couple. The year before we had 5. It could be anywhere. We've had up to 10 and 12 per year. And it all depends on how ready some of these kids feel that they are. Thinking that they're going to be playing with a full symphony orchestra, it's a little intimidating.
I bet it is. But I bet for those that get the opportunity, it must be a really exciting time and something they really look for.
They're very excited. We're, this year is going to be a little bit special because last season we weren't able to have our March concert due to COVID. So we're also going to be highlighting last year's winner, which who was Carly Poole. She's a vocalist with the high school, with the Bartlesville High School, and she's in choir and drama. She participates heavily in the theater and the musical theater, and she's looking to continue her education and becoming a secondary choir director.
Wow, that's great.
These kids are really, they're really intense on their music. This year's winner is a fantastic high school senior. She's a sophomore, I'm sorry. Her name is Joyce Yang, and she's a pianist, and she's also with the Bartlesville High School. And she started playing piano when she was 4 years old.
Wow.
So, and she's looking forward to many years. She's hoping to, she's with the All-State Choir, National Honor Society, District Honor Choir. These kids are, they're really putting their heart into these years in high school.
Well, that's not unusual in Bartlesville. We have a lot of great youth here and such strong arts programs and arts organizations in the community that develop help develop these young, outstanding people. And it's a great talk to be able to feature them that that have these wonderful skills in the classical music.
Bartlesville is very fortunate to have the music programs that they have, with so many of the music programs across the country being slashed, and Bartlesville was able to keep it going. We have three fantastic music teachers, Mr. and Mrs. Carr and Mrs. Stogner at the Central, and they're fantastic teachers. Matter of fact, all of these teachers are in our orchestra.
Well, that's cool. And, you know, Bartlesville is somewhat unique for having an orchestra, even in today's world. You mentioned how hard, how difficult this last year has been on arts organizations. And and you guys being able to continue going has certainly helped some, I'm sure. But I'm sure it's a challenging year for you guys, too. And so it's really important that people come out and support you and our youth so that we can continue to offer these opportunities.
Yeah, our this year has really been a struggle. Our we're down over 43%, and even our grants have gone down about 28%. So it's been a very big struggle, but we're continuing. We haven't stopped, and even with our February Carnegie Link-Up program, we could not have it in person, but we didn't want this year's fifth graders to not have that experience or opportunity. So we got together and the orchestra was on stage and we recorded it virtually for our students.
And I love that program. Explain to people what you're talking about there and how that works and how you get that out into the schools and how different it was this year.
Yeah, the Carnegie Link-Up program, we partnered with Carnegie a couple of years back where they give us the programs and show us the training for the teachers. And then our music director and maestro, Lauren Green, gets together with a few of our volunteers who are fantastic. And what it is every year is we bring all the fifth graders from around the region to the Bartlesville Community Center. All year
that's
long.
That's not just Bartlesville. It's from other communities, too, right?
Correct. It's from Pawhuska, South Coffeyville, even part, you know, Collinsville, and even some parts of Arkansas have come. We can have over 1,500 fifth-grade students in our auditorium at one time.
Wow.
And they are fantastic. They practice all year long, and they learn songs, and they also learn some songs on the recorders that we give them. So they not only just sit there and listen to the orchestra play, they're part of the orchestra.
So
they're also playing and singing and having a blast. And you've been a big supporter for us when we did have the kids. You sponsored the school buses to bring the kids into the community, into the Bartlesville Community Center. And, you know, people think, well, what are fifth graders going to do at a symphonic concert? they absolutely love it. And right.
It's how you get exposed to this stuff.
And yes.
That's why it's so important we have such organizations like this in Barlesville. And it's why we have such great arts programs, is because they're exposed to it at a young age. They have access in the school system to these great teachers. And you're right about the teachers, and you just mentioned a few. But, you know, both my boys have been through the Barlesville schools, one still in high school. But they've both been in the choir. And, you know, we didn't come in with any great skill in that, but they just love it, and it really does help them, become comfortable with the music and with the arts and with performance and with being out there in front of people, and you know it works throughout life, and you know, and it's not just things. I mean, it's not just the arts too. I mean, we've just completed the Washington County Livestock Show a few weeks ago, and getting ready to start baseball season, or we have at the high school, and you know, we have so many great programs for our youth here, and I think you guys do a great job with that, and I'm proud to support what you guys do to give those fifth graders access to see that. That's really great.
Yeah, and it's a stepping stone to sixth grade, where they decide if they want to be in band or orchestra or take up an instrument or even choir.
Right.
You know, they don't have to play an instrument. They can, you know, anything music. It helps them focus. It helps them concentrate. And it's a stepping stone to the rest of their world.
Yep. I think it's a great part of our community. And so excited that you guys are able to have that. And so that's next Saturday, March 20th, I think, at 7:30.
The curtain rises, even though we don't have a curtain. The curtain rises at 7:30. And because of COVID, it is socially distanced still.
Yeah.
So the seating is sporadic. And we've been very careful this year with that. And people are just, tickets are on sale at the Bartlesville Community Box Office. They're from $14 to $44. They're very, you know, they're not all that expensive. And if you're a student in Bartlesville and you come with a parent, the students are free.
Excellent.
So, you know, bring your kids. Let's, you know, show them what they can do, what they're capable of doing. And it's a lot of fun. It's just highlighting Bartlesville.
Tom, do you play an instrument?
Yeah, I do. I play actually three of them. I play guitar, I play banjo, and I play the fiddle, and I play them weekly. Very weakly.
Awesome.
Very weakly.
I mean, and you, but you enjoy it, I'm sure.
I do. I can't say that the neighborhood pets do, but I have a lot of fun.
That's great. I'm not very much of a musician. I took a lot of piano when I was a kid, I'm not much. But I do love to go to the concerts and looking forward to this one coming up, so that will be very exciting. And
thank you for having me, and I hope to see as many of you there as we can fit into the auditorium. And you know, now with the separation in seating, but it's going to be a special night.
It will be, and I encourage everybody to get your tickets, get out there. Let's support the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, Lauren, and the rest of the folks, and thank them for their commitment to our community. I know that you guys make a lot of sacrifices, and especially this year, it's a challenge, and it's so important we support you. Even if you can't go, you know, let's support the symphony and get out there. It will pay off in the long run for our youth going forward and for the rest of us.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, sure.
Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Karen. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah. All right, Tom. Well, back to a little bit on the car business. Mm-hmm. We definitely are, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, been very busy out here looking to purchase some used vehicles. If you have an extra vehicle in your life or you're looking to trade, we're giving top dollar for all used vehicles. I've told our sales team to not miss any vehicles that might be right for us. If they can't put a deal together, to come get me or send me a text, let me know, and I'll take a look myself and see if we can just make a little bit extra step there. We really want to put top dollar in your vehicle. Go ahead and you can start the process online at dungeonschoice.com or give us a call or come on by. Best way to get top dollar for your trade, Tom, is to bring your vehicle in. And that's something, you know, we don't often talk about, but, you know, getting top dollar for your trade-in is, you know, there's some stuff to that. I mean, you do want to, you know, hopefully have your car fairly clean. You know, we don't have a lot of clutter in it. It's kind of like selling your house, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to sell your house, you set it up, you might stage it, and you get more for it that way. On a used vehicle, you know, we like to see vehicles that are well-maintained. You know, it really mechanically sound really helps that. But obviously, with our technicians and great shops, we can fix about anything, and our body shop can handle that too. So, really, it's the life of the vehicle, how well it's been maintained. If it has good life left, we can fix a lot of things. But you know, those, you know, if it is at the end of its life, that's when you're not going to get the most for it. But
yeah.
Cleaning, good maintenance, cleaning it up, good tires. You know, certainly we're going to replace tires if they're anywhere near needing that. And so, there, you know, we do have, on average, probably about $900 in reconditioning cost on any vehicle that we purchase. And some of them take, you know, thousands, but many of them don't take much if they're relatively fresh inventory. But anyway, that's one way to get a little bit more for your trade.
There you go.
And one other thing we were going to feature this week was our great detail department. I know the weather's been crazy the last few weeks with the cold spell, and now we've had a little bit of springtime, and now we're going back into some rain and cooler weather, and then I'm sure we'll get back to spring right next. But as we go through these changes in weather, you know, your vehicle's going to get dirty. You're going to need maintenance. We do have an outstanding detail department. Enrique Munoz and his team down there do a great job, and we're really proud of the work they do at our Dungis Truck Ranch facility. They're down a little bit away from us, but they take care of all our details and do an outstanding job. And we do offer those for sale. If you want to get your car cleaned up by a professional, give us a shout at 918-333-0900, and we can take care of that. We've also got an alignment check machine. If you've hit one of there's only a few potholes around here.
Oh, just a couple.
Make it sound like they're everywhere. I do see a couple as I wander my way into work. And, you know, if you manage to hit one of those and get your vehicle out of alignment, you do need to get that looked at. It can really help to make sure your vehicle's set up properly to maintain the good life on your tires and not prematurely wear those. So don't let that continue. If you're unsure, we have a system without getting it on the alignment rack where we can actually check your alignment right on the service drive in the Toyota shop. So you might want to come in and take advantage of that.
There you go.
So the other thing we were going to mention is that there are still a couple appointments available this week in our service department. It's been pretty busy the last couple of weeks as we've come out of the winter weather that we had for a while there. And so it is pretty packed. But right now, there's appointments left tomorrow afternoon. If you want to give us a call, or you can check that out online, too, at our websites.
And those websites are all accessible at DungeonsFamilyOfAutos.com. You can go anywhere from there. It's black.
That's right.
There.
Actually, you can get to each of our showrooms. And the easiest way to do it is go to DungeonsChoice.com. But as you mentioned, Dungeons Family of Autos, everything kind of points you in the right direction. If you just Google Dungeons, you're going to find us. We have a Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln showroom. You can see all of our new and used vehicles there. We've got some specials up for new and used vehicles. We've got our service and parts specials also. From there, you can look at all the vehicles. There's pictures of all our vehicles. There's full descriptions of everything. We've got a way for you to evaluate your trade, a way for you to apply for credit. There's way you can go in there and actually kind of work your own deal, or you can go in and play with the incentives that the manufacturer offers. They'll have all the different things, whether they're the regular rebates and bonus cash and interest rate alternatives, and you can, that way you can compare them yourself. You can say, well, what if I take the rebate instead of the interest rate offer, and you can see how that affects your payment. You can put your trade in, so you can see how that affects the payment, you know, if you put it in with your payoff and everything. So you really can work your own deal and answer your questions about that deal without even talking to anybody. And we love that. A lot of our people that may call us, we just send them a link on the vehicle they're interested in, and then they can take it from there. And next thing we know, they want to come in. We get the vehicle ready. We go on a quick test drive. And a lot of times the actual purchase then, when we've done it that way, can really only take a few minutes, less than an hour for sure.
But I tell you, that's quick. It is.
It is. Well, it takes a little preparation. We have to have the vehicle ready for you. It's good to know, have all the information on your trade, to have your credit. If you're going to finance the vehicle, have that worked out beforehand. But if we've done all that, of course, it's pretty easy to make it a simple purchase process. With our simple pricing, we've got our great internet prices posted every day online. And I've seen a number of dealers, as I go out and kind of check what everybody else is doing in the market, some of them started taking their pricing offline. That's not something we really want to do. I guess with the scarcity of vehicles, they may feel like that it's going to help them. But the reality is, you know, we put our discounts out there online. You can shop us that way if you want. You know, a dealer will beat our price maybe by a little bit, but there's not much room. We put a fair price on every vehicle we sell, and that's just how we do it. We mm-hmm. try to be real straight up with our numbers and deal with you straight up. Don't want to have any games or gimmicks going on, and our great team really focuses on that. They're, you know, the sales team is not paid on commission, so they're not motivated to make more money on you or something, to trick you into something you don't want to do. And it, regardless of what you're going to buy, regardless of your credit situation, or you know, whether you're buying a brand new Navigator or a 2002 F-150, we're going to treat you the same, and our salesmen do the same process every time. That's what we're trained to do, and they really are excellent at it. They take care of your needs and walk you through the process. They can help you make it quicker, answer any of your questions. It's really what we're here for.
Indeed. You got 80 years of family pride under your belt here, and this is a big year for you.
We're getting there. Well, yeah. I was going to mention that, Tom. I've been thinking about that, and because we are about to April, and that is the 80th anniversary of when my grandfather purchased the Ford dealership in Bartlesville, and you know, that's a long legacy and something we're really proud of here. I think we're probably the only company in Bartlesville that's in the Guinness record list, and we're proud to be doing that for being the sponsor of American Legion Baseball here in Bartlesville for all these years, and looking forward to another summer of that. And, you know, I think that's a theme and something that is the kind of that, and we talked about it with Karen in the symphony and when we did the livestock show a few weeks ago, and it's always my theme here on the show of you know, our community, the youth, the passion that my grandfather and grandmother had for the kids around here, and I think that's really our legacy. That's what we focus on every day. I know that's what my team here, the people at the dealership, are proud of. That's why they want to be a part of us, and so that hopefully that resonates with our customers as well. I think it works for Bartlesville as for all these years.
Indeedy. Well, I'll tell you what, we got some, after we get rid of a little bit of the rainy season here, baseball, of course, will be in earnest, and folks can go on down to the old new ballpark and enjoy local baseball.
We didn't get to check it out much last year. I mean, we did, but wasn't as many bigger crowds as we'd like. Hopefully we'll get it to bigger crowds this year. I'm excited for that. And I know we got soccer tonight. I got be excited to be out there tonight. I'm going to go watch some high school soccer this evening. And lots of good stuff going on already in our community getting into springtime. Definitely looking forward to that, too. And you know, we've got great deals going on here at the dealership during truck month. That's what always happens right during March. And we've got 0% on a lot of our Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas. We've got great payments because of the low interest rates, great lease deals if that's how you like to purchase a vehicle. We've got good deals on used vehicles. Some great used inventory in stock. I've got a couple of Tacomas, a good number of F-150s. Looking to buy some F-150s.
There you go.
Yeah, I keep bringing that up, but that is one of the themes. That's what I've been working on pretty much the last few days, all the time, going out there looking. But like for a 2015 F-150, you know, maybe with under 120,000 or less miles, if you've got one of those, bring it on down here. We definitely are interested in making you an offer for your vehicle.
Very good, very good. And, of course, if you're looking for service, get on the website or make a phone call. You got busy back there in the garage.
They have been busy, and we still are, you know, well, we're opened up. We don't need to have the huge crowds in here, so it is easier just to schedule an appointment. That way we're ready for you when you come in. And all our websites have great scheduling tools so that you can go in, tell us what you want to do. It actually schedules it right into our shop loading system. So it's really easy to schedule your appointment, and then we take it from there. We'll be ready when you show up.
Very good, very good. And, of course, if you want to drop by in person, you certainly can. You're easy to find right there on 75.
Oh, yeah. Right at 1901 and 1911 Southeast Washington Boulevard. I've got the big blue oval and the beautiful Toyota building, and ready to serve. Definitely come see us out here or give us a call at 918-333-0900. Or as we've said, check us out online at dungeschoice.com, where you can get all the information and everything we've been talking about today pretty much is up there.
And if you want to take a test drive on that new Bronco, let Jason know, because he's dying to get in it.
Oh yeah, the Bronco's been busy, and the Mach-E. Yeah,
and
we got our first retail ordered Bronco Sport in yesterday, and we'll be showing that to the customer today. And we've been converting our Broncos. Lots of exciting stuff going on. Come check it out at Dungeness.
Very good. All right, Brad. Well, I tell you what, it's been great visiting with you today. And, of course, also with our friends at the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, Karen Woolman and everyone, a reminder that they got the big concert coming up here. And
hear from Karen. And, I do want to recommend again, everybody go out and see Pictures of Excellence, the concert where they recognize the Young Artist Competition winners from the last 2 years on Saturday, March 20th at 7:30. You can get your tickets at the Community Center box office.
All righty, and you can do that ASAP. Well, Brad, take care. Thank you very much for being with us today on Car Talk.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
You too now.